Okay, Miss Hamilton, do you, you think you can, give a description of the man who stole your purse?
He looked American.
Any other distinguishing marks?
Not really. It all happened so fast. I suppose I have only myself to blame.
How's that?
Well, I'm a very appealing target, don't you think? I mean, a foreigner, traveling in a strange land for the first time, trying to adjust to new customs, unfamiliar with a language. I must have stuck out like a sore thumb.
Miss Hamilton, you're only from Canada.
I'm sorry. I just assumed that would count.
Hey, Woj, what's happening?
The reservoir is almost empty.
Okay, who are you on with?
Droughts aren't funny, Barn.
I realize that.
Well, I mean, according to this article, if we don't get some meaningful precipitation, or if we don't start conserving water, in a few months, we could run out.
I guess that means that we're all going to have to pitch in and do our part.
That's right.
Okay. What the hell is this?
It's hot Dr. Pepper. Dietrich drank his.
Just make a pot of coffee, huh? Yeah.
Okay. But you'll have to live with it.
Listen, if anybody's interested, we got an opening in Vice. Midtown unit needs a sergeant of detectives. Any takers?
Too dirty.
Mail call. Sergeant Harris?
Oh, thank you, Levitt.
The buck I owe you. Sergeant Dietrich, here you go.
Thanks.
New pencil sharpener?
No, that's an air ironizer.
Oh, of course. I understand they're very handy.
Yeah, they're very handy.
Well, good luck with it. Sir, your mail as well as manpower reports sorted into departmental communiques. And this is your brick.
What's this for?
Just part of the department's newly promulgated mandatory guidelines in regard to voluntary water conservation.
Oh, of course.
Stick it in the toity.
I assume you would. Why don't you do the honors?
Oh, yes, sir. Since I am dressed for that sort of duty.
Captain, that was dispatched. There's a guy in the middle of Washington Square starting a bonfire.
Good, Woja.
Boys, we got a fire in the middle of the park. Could be awesome.
Sure hope we don't need this.
Excuse me, have you seen Sergeant Harris?
I believe he stepped out.
Like?
He said something about the walls closing in on him, and then he handed me these books and just left me sitting here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Captain Miller, Miss...
Hamilton, Lillian Hamilton.
How do you do?
I had my purse stolen.
Sorry about that.
Okay, I'll step aside, Mr. Cooley.
Well, I just hope you boys know what you're doing. You disrupted the sacred ceremony.
We're cops. We can do that.
Oh.
What do we got? Walter Dooley, campfire boy.
What?
Barney, you should have seen this one. He had this big blaze going, and he had his logs stacked up like in a pyramid. And then he was standing there singing some kind of mumbo-jumbo and dangling a chicken over the flames.
What for?
I'm a rainmaker.
Oh, of course.
Give me a chance, Barney.
Look, Captain, I'm not just some nut who was having a barbecue. I was performing a ritual that could be traced back to the days of Merlin, augmented by new techniques that are based on solid scientific facts.
Such as?
That chicken was stuffed with 10% silver iodide in a sodium iodide solution marinated in an acetone base.
Basic ingredients used in cloud seeding.
I covered all the bases.
Well, we appreciate your good intentions, Mr. Dooley, but I'm afraid it's against the law to start a fire in a New York City park.
So why did they hire me?
Who?
The Water Department commissioned me to coerce the elements. And I have a contract to prove it.
Add that on. What's official? Miscellaneous expense voucher. Sum of $250 to be paid to Mr. W. Dooley upon commencement of services, with another $250 payable upon successful completion of said services.
Seems to be self-explanatory, doesn't it?
Gonna need some further information. You want to go with Sergeant Roger Horowitz?
Oh. Over here, Mr. Dooley.
All right, thank you. You know, the toughest nut I ever cracked was this little one-horse town right outside of Lubbock, Texas. That was, let's see, back in 33.
Uh-huh.
It hadn't rained in a year and a half. The riverbeds had dried up. The farms had gone under. The livestock withered up and turned into jerky right before your eyes.
All right, don't put you in a cage.
Well, now, I tried every trick in the book. I tried the Aztec incantations and then the Orinoco frog flogging. I even sat up in a tree half the night with a drum pretending to be thunder. Oh, what happened? Not even a drizzle. Well, finally, I suggested the Proskin Maiden ritual. Now, here's what they do. At the stroke of midnight, every woman in the town skips naked through the streets and sprinkles water on each other.
And they went for that?
It rained like hell. Oh, you should have seen it. 200 bareback females jumping up and down and rolling around in the mud. And all grateful.
I finished processing Dooley. He's clean.
Okay.
And Dietrich called the water department, and there's some guy he's coming down here.
Yeah, I know. He told me.
Oh. Okay.
Anything else?
Nah. Well, yeah. I mean, I've been listening to Dooley, you know, all his stories, you know, about making rain, the depression, all the places he's been, and naked women.
And?
And it's just more of the same. I mean, it's got nothing to do with him personally. Yeah, I'm just using him as a metaphor for the way that I feel.
Which is?
I could use a change of scenery, that's all.
I take it you're referring to the opening advice up at Midtown.
Yeah. So what do you think?
It's your life. It's your decision. And if you think that's what you want to do, by all means, do it.
Yeah. That's what I want to do.
Okay. I'll submit your name with the others.
What others?
Harris and Dietrich. They want to change the scenery, too.
When did they tell you that?
Dietrich was just in here. Harris, about an hour ago.
You mean I'm third?
Fine. Miss Hamilton just made a positive identification of the guy who ripped her off.
Oh, good.
So, I'm gonna go Pick him up.
Well, you could have said something.
Would you like a drink of water, too?
Oh, no, thank you, miss. You see, I prefer to make my own.
Oh, that's right. I heard you were a rainmaker.
Oh, going on 50 years.
I've always been Canadian.
Oh, magnificent country you've got up there in Canada.
You really think so?
Oh, yes. You see, I served an apprenticeship for 2 years under an old Ottoman medicine man. Oh, I remember sleeping in a forest of virgin pine, waking up to share my stream with moose and elk, and climbing mountaintops so high you could get up there and kiss the clouds.
I'm from Windsor. It's about 5 minutes outside of Detroit.
Oh, but it's very nice there too, you know.
Yes, sir. How are
you? Ernest Lum.
Sergeant Teacher.
Sergeant, your office called my office about a Mr. Dooley.
You must be from the water department. Be right back.
Mr. Dooley.
Hello, Mr. Lum.
What the hell's going on?
Well, they had me arrested for lighting a ritual fire in Washington Square.
Oh, my. You promised me that you'd keep a low profile. You said that you'd dance a little jig, rattle some beads, maybe slap around a couple of frogs, tops.
I tried all those.
So you had to go and set a torch to half the park?
Well, that's a bit of an exaggeration, Mr.
Lum.
Mr. Lum?
Ernest Lum.
How do you do?
And you are...
Captain Miller.
Captain Miller. So, Captain, just what is it that the old gentleman seems to be charged with?
Creating a public hazard.
I see.
What's more, Mr. Dooley tells us he was acting under the authority of the Department of Water.
Well, I don't understand how he could say a thing like that.
You gave me the contract. You even signed it yourself.
Is this your signature, Mr. Lund?
Is there some place that we could talk private?
Really?
You have to understand, Captain, that this drought situation has put the entire water department under a great deal of pressure. What I mean to say is that we have been forced into a situation where we have to cram conservation down people's throats, and they resent it. Ooh.
Can imagine.
Every day it's the same thing. Cut somebody else's water back. How come my business got a fine? I don't want to take a shower with my wife. I mean, I go home at night and I am totally drained.
Well, I can certainly sympathize.
So, anyway, the point is that when this Dooley character came along and he was spouting off about how he could make it rain, well, I suppose somebody in the office must have figured why not give it a shot.
That would be you.
Could have been.
Mr. Lum, what is it you want of me?
Oh, nothing really. Could you let the old man go?
Well, I'm afraid it's not that simple,
Captain. Captain, I'm afraid that you don't understand the gravity of the situation. I mean, if it ever leaks to the press that some drip from the water department hired a rainmaker at the taxpayer's expense, well, now that could prove to be very embarrassing to everybody involved.
That would be you.
You keep saying that!
All right, get inside, Clayton. Where else am I going to go?
That's him. That's the man who took my purse.
He brought it back.
Okay, what happens now?
Downstairs, see Sergeant Cogan. Range bail.
Fine. Dooley, this is coming out of my own pocket. After this, I am tapped out.
Barney.
Yeah?
We got our man.
Good work.
Gerald Clayton, sir. Picked him up in a coffee shop next to his apartment.
And it would have been long gone if it wasn't for her.
When we walked in, Mr. Clayton and the cashier were embroiled in a rather profane discussion in regard to foreign currency exchange.
That Canadian junk might look pretty. Just try and spend it. And the guy wouldn't even take $50 worth for a lousy coffee in Danish. Then he throws it in my face, calls me a deserter. I was in jail during that war.
You didn't miss anything. Both of
you. Clayton, you want to take a seat over there, please?
Sir?
Yes, Levitz?
I couldn't help but notice a new and challenging opportunity available in the fast-paced world of vice.
Levitt, that opening calls for
Sir, I realize I hardly merit consideration myself. I was simply wondering if any of the qualified personnel expressed an interest.
Yeah, we all did.
Oh, really? That's tragic, sir.
Well, it is, Barn.
Oh, Joe.
No, really, I'm glad he brought it up.
Somebody had to.
But some cruddy vice job comes in here, and in one day we're all falling all over ourselves, just trying to get out of the place. Now, I'd like to know why.
So would I. You go first.
Gentlemen, there's work to be done. This is not exactly the time or place for this kind of discussion.
I knew you were going to say something like that.
I think we all did.
Thank you.
Oh, come on, Barn. I mean, it's not just you, it's all of us. Barney, we've all had our moments together. Some damn good ones. But there just don't seem to be a whole lot left.
I got nothing to add.
Me neither. Do you?
What the hell difference does it make to me? I mean, one of you may leave. Eventually, all of you are going to leave, and I'm going to be stuck right here.
I'm sorry. I had no right to say that.
No, it's okay.
No. Believe me, I had no intention of suggesting that any of you owe me anything, or that you're being ungrateful. It's just that I've been watching you guys for a lot of years. It's going to be hard to let go.
I like your style.
I did it!
What?
It's my idea.
Mine!
Still up.
Captain, I have to admit, at first, I was skeptical myself. I thought maybe I was crazy, you know, had water on the brain, and I was right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What about Mr. Dooley?
Oh, him. Yeah. I gotta get back to the department. When I tell them where this rain came from, they aren't gonna believe it.
Probably right.
I never thought of that.
Well, Joe. Wanna turn Mr. Dooley loose?
All right. Rain feels good, doesn't it?
Clears away a lot of dust.
Miss Hamilton, if you will just sign this, you can be on your way.
Oh, good.
Come on, Clayton. We're going down for pictures and prints.
What about my statement? That was it.
Let's go.
Sign for your valuables here, you'd be free to go.
Well,
Thank you, Sergeant. And I sure appreciate your kindness.
Sure. Look, sorry about sending you out in the rain.
Oh, that's all right. I'm used to it. Can I sign this, huh?
Right down there.
All right.
Where you go next?
Oh, I don't know. But I've been thinking about Afghanistan. You know, it's very dry there, and it might be fun to muck it up with the Ruskies.
I'll go with you.
What?
My name's Lily, and Mr. Dooley, we talked before, and until this very minute, I've never done anything spontaneous or even interesting in my entire life.
I'm sorry about that.
I'm a good typist, Mr. Dooley, and I can carry things, even pay my own way.
I see.
It's just that if you say no, then the one opportunity I'll ever have to really do something will be lost. Forever.
Well, you see, miss, I've always worked alone. But, I suppose a man of my age could always use a little help. Maybe even someone to carry on the craft. You know, like when I retire.
Oh, I'd like that.
All right, now I'll think about it. Well, goodbye, Sergeant.
So long, Mr. Dooley.
Incidentally, Lillian, is it?
Yes.
Did you ever hear of the Ploskan maiden ritual?
But I'm willing to learn.
Huh? All right. Let's go.
Good a place to start as any.